Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters. For those of you that have played in podcast leagues in the past or were looking to play in a podcast league this year, let me again reiterate, as I have done on each of the Season 5 Fantasy Football Podcasts, that Hooters made the decision a long time ago. While I appreciate their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, they felt until further notice it was in their best interest to not host fantasy draft parties. So as far as what we are doing with the podcast leagues, I'm still trying to figure that out. It obviously was more advantageous to me to have everybody gather in one place at one time, and we had formed a huge group, which right now isn't the best idea. So stay patient, stay hopeful. If I can come up with a solution, I might actually need to put some leagues on hiatus for this year or until further notice, but I'll try to preserve something in terms of the podcast leagues. And I do thank Hooters for their support for the fourth straight season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, there are double-digit original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, including the first ever Hooters location on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater, Florida. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Social media at toddwright2020 on Instagram, on Twitter, and if you would like to friend me on Facebook, that's fine. I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, just with a caveat. Once we are friends, please don't ask me to like additional pages. I will never ask you to like an additional page. I expect the same in return. This fantasy podcast is pretty simple, and it basically reminds you not to make the same mistake you made last year if you passed on Christian McCaffrey. Last year, and I was guilty of this as well, cases were strongly made by virtually everyone to take either Saquon Barkley or Alvin Kamara ahead of Christian McCaffrey. Both of those proved to be bad decisions as it related to an obvious injury early to Barkley. I believe that was the Week 3 game against the Buccaneers. While Barkley's points per game were still worthwhile, he wasn't on the field enough and just didn't justify going ahead of McCaffrey. Then, if you remember, we got about halfway through the preseason, and because there was the injury to Cam Newton's foot, that scared some people away from taking Christian McCaffrey because they felt that Carolina's offense would be too predictable. Instead, McCaffrey touched the ball over 400 times. And much in the same vein as one of my favorite movies, because I actually had an on-air connection on a regular basis with the focus of the movie himself, Billy Beane. In the movie Moneyball, when basically the Oakland A's scouting staff is introduced to the philosophy of Moneyball and also to Peter Brand, the Hollywood name for Paul D. Podesta, when Brad Pitt playing Billy Beane points at Peter Brand, all he wants him to say is, he gets on base. And for the sake of the fantasy football podcast here, the equivalent is he touches the ball. Ultimately, that's what you want in fantasy football out of your running backs, wide receivers, and if you choose to play a tight end, you want them to touch the ball. They can't do anything for you unless they touch the ball. The more times they touch the ball, the better off they are. You can go nuts about targets if you want. That's fine. But if you have a disconnect between a quarterback and a wide receiver, or a wide receiver doesn't run the right routes, or he has bad hands, or a quarterback is too often inaccurate, targets don't mean anything unless the ball is actually caught, which equals a touch. Again, Christian McCaffrey last year touched the ball over 400 times. And let's do that on a percentage basis. McCaffrey played 1,039 snaps last season. He touched the ball over 400 times. So what that means is not only was he on the field more than any other non-quarterback, non-offensive lineman, and for fantasy football purposes, RotoWorld talked about this months ago. McCaffrey's 1,039 snaps in 2019 were 102 more than Ezekiel Elliott. And how often do you see Dallas taking Ezekiel Elliott off the field? Because it's not a good idea. Well, it's not a good idea for Matt Rhule either. We'll talk about that in a moment. So again, let's just round off here. 400 touches for McCaffrey, 1,000 snaps. So that means every time McCaffrey was on the field, there was a 40% chance he was touching the ball. 40%. Don't make that mistake again this year. We now learned Alvin Kamara, you know, wasn't healthy for much of last season. I think Kamara just missed Mark Ingram. He wasn't able to run between the tackles. You know, the question early on about McCaffrey, can he run between the tackles? There is no case I can make for passing on Christian McCaffrey this year if you have the number one pick. Let's go to Fantasy Football Calculator, one of my favorite websites, and also a majority of it is actually free. I do hate, and I've talked about this in the past, how we fantasy football fans and players are subject to surcharges to get our information when basically it's a part of mainstream sports. I don't like it, which is why, and again, thanks to Hooters, this podcast is free to you. I don't charge you for it. Hooters pays me to give it to you. So thank Hooters by ordering some takeout for your fantasy football draft or for week one of the fantasy football, or for week one of the NFL season. Fantasy Football Calculator, data from 4,257 fantasy football mock drafts between August 13th and August 26th of this year. Pick number one, Christian McCaffrey. Of those drafts, he did go as low as four. Yeah, good luck with that. But clearly, the number one guy. His average was 1.4 in those, based on that data. The next highest back was Saquon Barkley, and his overall was 2.3, followed by Ezekiel Elliott at 3.6, Derrick Henry at 4.9, Kamara down at 5, Cook down at 6 before we get to our first wide receiver, based on this data, Michael Thomas at number 7. So Matt Rhule did talk about, going back a number of months, quote, effectively using McCaffrey as a weapon does not mean leaving him on the field the entire game. As RotoWorld pointed out after he said this, Ron Rivera said the same thing last offseason. RotoWorld went on to say, McCaffrey remains best positioned to be fantasy's number one overall player. Nothing has changed. Sure, the coach has changed. The quarterback has changed. This is still a 24-year-old running back who wants the ball, plays the game hard, plays, if he does get injured, he plays through injuries, has an amazingly unique skill set, and Carolina knows he's their best player. Now, while Carolina is fiddling and diddling with other players to at least give McCaffrey a down off here or there, let's look at it again. Based on the number of snaps McCaffrey took last season at 1,039, 102 more than Ezekiel Elliott. Okay? Let's say they get McCaffrey off the field for another eight snaps a game. Eight snaps a game, they pull him off the field. He's still going to be right there among the top running backs in terms of how many snaps he plays on an annual basis. Eight doesn't seem like much over a span of a game. You can look at it either way. But don't make the same mistake this year if you did it last year. And I feel most people did. Maybe unless you were a Stanford fan or you were a Carolina Panther fan. And if you were neither and you picked McCaffrey number one, you did the right thing. And there was no homer or regional bias on your selection. And again, I was even guilty of this in the Moneyball League where I picked first and have no other draft picks. I took Saquon Barkley and then walked away from the draft table to be with the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League. And that didn't work out for me. And I needed to hit big on that number one pick. And the bigger your league is, because you're likely in a snake draft format, you need to hit on that first pick. Some don't want the first pick. That has been a prevailing thought in recent years. Because you wait so long in a 10-team league, you're not picking again until 20 and 21. In a 12-team league, you're not picking again until 24 and 25. In a 14-team league, you're not picking again until 28 and 29. But in this case, don't let the number one pick scare you. Don't let the change in quarterback to Teddy Bridgewater scare you. Don't let the change to Matt Rhule with a modern offense scare you. If you're saying, well, you know, I'm not sure about how modern offenses are going to use a guy like that. How did McVay use Gurley to get to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? Used him a lot, right? Before Gurley's knee couldn't give him anymore. You don't have a reason to not take Christian McCaffrey number one. And if you had the number one pick last year, or dare I say, if you had the number two pick last year, or down the line, and he was available and you didn't take him, don't make the same mistake again. I can't give you a reason not to select him if you have the first pick or if he's available to you because someone in your league chooses not to take him, number one. Maybe you have a Giants fan in the league who's going to go all in on Saquon Barkley. Maybe you have a Cowboys fan who's going to go on all in on Ezekiel Elliott, or maybe even... look, I think Derrick Henry is undervalued. I think where he is in fantasy football calculator is very accurate at four. I actually saw in the ESPN fantasy football marathon a couple of days ago that the rankings had him outside the top five. I don't understand that at all based on how he carried the Titans to the AFC Championship game last year. And other than McCaffrey was probably the guy the other guy you wanted late in the season or to win you fantasy playoff games. Of note also on McCaffrey, his bye week is week 13. The last week of your fantasy regular season, you're likely to have him for the first 12 weeks to clinch a playoff spot. It couldn't lay out any better for McCaffrey this year. So if you made the mistake last year, what is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Please consider Hooters takeout for your fantasy football draft purposes and week one NFL purposes. I actually love, for a lot of reasons, the story on the 77 false positive tests out of a handful of NFL teams this week, even though the NFL is in 32 different locations with their training camp, unlike, say, the bubble environment of the two NHL cities in Edmonton and Toronto. That's all 77 were false positives, and it looks more and more likely that we're going to get football at the start of the regular season, and then I think the NFL will adjust accordingly based on circumstances during that first weekend or out of that first weekend, but make the most of it. And part of that might be ordering Hooters takeout to enjoy at your home rather than going to Hooters for the game itself. Bring some of their wings home. And trust me, when you go pick them up, they will be presented to you, and you will cash out your check from one of the world-famous Hooters girls. Thanks to Hooters for sponsoring the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you next time.